أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين، ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء إلا أن تتقوا منهم تقاة، ويحذركم الله نفسه، وإلى الله المصير. قل إن تخفوا ما في صدوركم أو تبدوه يعلمه الله، ويعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، والله على كل شيء قدير. يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا، وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا، ويحذركم الله نفسه، والله رؤوف بالعباد. Let not the believers take for friends unbelievers rather than Muslims, and whosoever does so, then he's got nothing to do with Allah except by way of precaution. And Allah Ta'ala portions you of Himself, and to Allah Ta'ala is your return. Say, if you conceal anything in your hearts or reveal them, then Allah Ta'ala knows it all, and Allah Ta'ala knows all that is in the heavens and the earth, and Allah Ta'ala has power over all things. The day every person will be confronted with any good that he has done and every evil that he has done, each person will wish that between him and his wrongs there were a great distance between him and his wrong. And Allah Ta'ala cautions you of Himself, and Allah Ta'ala is full of loving kindness towards His servants. In this first verse, Allah Ta'ala commands the believers, the Muslims, should not take up kafirs for friends. Leaving out believers, leaving out Muslims, and taking up kafirs for friends, this is a prohibition from Allah Ta'ala. Since faith is the most fundamental, the most important aspect in our lives, then faith and iman must be, our association must be shared with our association and friendship must be with those who share this faith. When we say that iman in Islam is the most fundamental thing, the most important thing in our lives, then our association must be with those people who share the same faith and the same iman. For if our association is with kafirs, with disbelievers, then obviously this association will corrupt our faith. Slowly but gradually it will permeate and it will corrupt the faith. Evil association, evil communication breeds evil manners and evil ways. For at the initial level, it just sounds like a very innocent relationship. We've just got an innocent relationship and a friendship. But then after a passage of time, then the wrong that the disbeliever is doing sounds to be acceptable. We overlook the wrong that he is doing, his ways, his mannerisms, his beliefs, his rituals and his practices all seem to be all right for us. We seem to be accepting all his ways. And then from that point onwards, then there is a corruption. There is a confusion that why does Islam say this and why does Islam not say this? But this corruption had set in with this type of association. Hence, in this verse, Allah Ta'ala prohibits this type of association, an association of friendship with unbelievers. The ulama explained that there are four levels of association and relationship. The first type of association is called muwalat, And this muwalat is totally impermissible, where there is a deep-rooted relationship between a Muslim and a non-Muslim. So this type of relationship is impermissible, haram, impermissible, because the consequences of this type of a relationship is evident. Eventually, it will lead you to become very liberal towards them, and then everything of theirs will seem to be acceptable. There will be intermarriages. Your children will elope or run away with them, and their children will elope with your children. So there will be no distinction, no discrimination between iman and disbelief. Hence, the Quran Sharif sounds it very clearly. Don't associate, don't have that association of friendship with unbelievers. The second type of relationship is called muwasat. Muwasat is where we show some type of kindness towards them. So Islam is second to none in showing kindness and compassion. To the extent that even if it is an animal, showing kindness towards it is a reward. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was first in this, in showing kindness and compassion even to his enemies. At the time they were struck with severe drought, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had offered all his assistance to those people that were bloodthirsty, that were after his life, persecuted him and driven him out of Makkah Mukarramah. Similarly, on the occasion of Badr, those prisoners that were apprehended, then again the type of love, compassion and kindness that the Muslims had shown, this was something proverbial, that their prisoners, they were the same people that just few hours ago, they were after Muslim lives, but when they are in Muslim custody, Muslims have captured them, the kindness and the compassion that Muslims would show them. So in any time of, in any period and era of Islamic history, this compassion and this kindness is part and a parcel of the makeup of a Muslim. So here, Muslims will be next to none. We will show compassion, we will show kindness, and we will show fair play and justice with them as well. Then the third level is called mudarat. Mudarat can be translated as consideration or some form of surface respect and surface relationship. So this is permissible, provided it is done. إِلَّا أَن تَتَّقُوا مِنْهُمْ تُقَاءُ. You do this as a way of, by way of precaution. You are in a kafir's court and you show some type of a surface respect to the magistrate, not because of his disbelief or his wrong ways, but because you want to protect yourself from problems and implications. So, to save yourself from any type of consequences, you show a surface level of respect and regards. So this is also permissible. This is called mudarat. So this is not compromising in your religious principles, but it is guarding yourselves and protecting yourself from any type of problems that could arise by you showing any type of disregard towards them. Then the fourth type of relationship is haram, and that is called mudahanat. And mudahanat means that you compromise some of your dini principles to get some type of a worldly and material benefit. Some dini and Islamic principles are compromised just in order to secure yourself some type of a worldly benefit, material benefit. For example, you are with an association of kafirs and it is a death, it is a funeral, or someone had died and they ask you 1 minute of silence, bow your heads. So you are compromising some of your dini principles for a kafir. So this is impermissible. The same will apply if you are working for a kafir and they ask you to dress up in a certain code. Then you dress up for some type of a material gain. They ask you to shave off your beard or to dress incorrectly. So for that material benefit, you are sacrificing and compromising some of your dini teachings. This is impermissible. This is called mudahanat. And then the fifth type of relationship is called muamalat, to deal with them, to be in their employ, or to have them in your employ, or to do any type of a contract and a business with them is permissible, provided, as explained earlier on, that this does not result in any type of compromise, in any type of your deeni standards. So this is called mu'amalat, and this is permissible. But in all this, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ, that Allah Ta'ala cautions you of Himself. You may do works of charity, charitable works. You may do works of kindness and compassion to the kafir, to the worst type of kafir. But you can do this, provided he is not conniving and working against the Muslims or Islam. You can be even giving your charities, provided it is not compulsory charity like zakat, etc. You can be supporting them and assisting them with this as well. But Allah Ta'ala says you in all this, that if you conceal what's in your hearts or reveal it, Allah Ta'ala knows it all, and He knows all that is in the heavens and the earth. Remember the day that every soul will be confronted with whatever it has earned, good or bad. That day, whatever you have earned, small or big, good or bad, you will be confronted, all will be coming right in front of you. And when you see your evil, then every soul will wish that there be a great distance between him and his evil. So Allah Ta'ala says again, repeatedly, that He cautions you of Himself, but overall, if you are thinking right, you are intending right, and there was a mistake here and there, you realize your mistake and you acknowledge your mistake. So Allah Ta'ala says that He is full of loving kindness towards His servants.